This is Patricia Raskin Positive Living on News Talk 630, WPRO and 99.7 FM. The program that brings you practical strategies and positive solutions to help you live the kind of life you really want. To speak with Patricia and her guest, call 438-WPRO or toll free at 1-800-321-WPRO. Now, here's Patricia Raskin.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome. Welcome to the second hour of Patricia Raskin Positive Living. I'm very excited to talk to my next guest. My guest is Sarah Elizabeth Timmons. She is the producer and creative director at Life Out Loud Films, which strives to produce films that inspire and are a catalyst for positive change. So doesn't that make sense that I would bring her on this program? Of course. The company presents strong female characters, also while making a positive impact behind the scenes through communities, people, and businesses in which they work, supporting local economic development and tourism. The power of this idea became dramatically clear as Life Out Loud Productions embarked on Lake Effects, which again, as I said, was inspired by Smith Mountain Lake in Virginia. Welcome, Sarah Elizabeth.
Thank you.
Yeah, nice to have you on the program. You know, I want to share a couple of things. I saw this film. Now, this film is going to air. The world premiere will be on May 19th. It's a Hallmark Movie Channel original with a star-studded cast. One of the people who stars in this movie is Jane Seymour, who I've had on this program several times, and I love the work that she does, and I'm so glad that I was able to connect with you to see this movie. But I saw the movie, and I found it very inspiring. I also found it to, I really understood the sense of community that I think is something we need to keep reminding ourselves of. So speak about, Sarah Elizabeth, why was this film important to you, and why did you choose Smith Mountain Lake, Virginia?
Well, I had grown up in Ohio, and my parents retired to Smith Mountain Lake. And when they made that move, I had been living in Los Angeles and was producing film and acting. And, I had an experience at Smith Mountain Lake that really triggered the movie itself, which I really think does speak to the community and how it all ended up evolving. I was in Los Angeles. It was a point in my life where I was really, I think, struggling with finding my own personal happiness and understanding what my life purpose was. And so I visited my family at the lake in December, and at that point I went out and decided just to kind of get away from things and went for a walk on their property. And in the walk, I suddenly had this calm and clarity come over me. And suddenly, with the snap of a finger, it made sense what I was supposed to be doing in life. And that was a direct result, I think, not only of the lake, but the calm that I experienced in that area, which is also, I think, a direct result of the community. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that epiphany that I had was really that my purpose was not just to make film and not just to act, but to take mm-hmm. another aspect of my life, which I'd been a motivational speaker for 10 years, and kind of mesh those different aspects and make film that is positive and that can inspire audiences and make a difference. And I think that in that experience for me, the community at the lake is just special, is really the only way to put it. You have people that have relocated from all over mm-hmm. and have found the lake. And I think that they were drawn to the lake for the many of the reasons I was. It's a calm. It allows you to think, and it's people getting away from the hustle bustle of daily life that often crowds our thoughts and doesn't really allow us to come to a deep discovery of who we are and a sense of self.
Yeah, and I know the story is the story kind of similar to yourself when you were in L.A. and now you came to the lake. The story is of a high-powered attorney, Sarah, who, while on her way to the top, reluctantly returns to her childhood home and this enchanted Smith Mountain Lake to attend her father's funeral and help her sister Lily and her mother Vivian, who's played by Jane Seymour, to settle the family estate. And there, she has a transformation because she's used to the high-powered life of, you know, where she was in her big city life, you know, successful and driven, to the townspeople and the help of, you know, all of the people there and her father's spirit. And it really softens her. It's very interesting.
Well, I think so often in life, too, we get wrapped up in what's going on around us, and we look to other people for the answers and for other people to tell us that we're good enough and that things are going well. And oftentimes you need to just step back and kind of look within. And I think, too, being a part of a community like Smith Mountain Lake, it's a community that really welcomes you. It welcomed the character of Sarah, and it's amazing the roles that people play in our lives by touching us. And, you know, I think that the real people of Smith Mountain Lake are very well portrayed in the film, very honestly.
All right. And folks, if you have any questions or any comments, I know you haven't seen the movie yet because it's not out yet, but I really encourage you to watch it on Saturday, May 19th. It's called The Lake Effects, and it's a very inspirational movie. And you certainly can call and ask any questions or comments for Sarah Elizabeth Timmons, who is the producer, and we're at 438-9776 or 800-321-9776. You know, Sarah, I want to share something. I don't always share personal stories, but I do want to share this. Before I came back to Rhode Island, I'm originally from Connecticut, and my family, a lot of my family's here in Rhode Island. So about 5 years ago now, I came back, and I had lived in the South for 15 years in a town, not Smith Mountain Lake, on the coast of North Carolina, called Morehead City in Beaufort, which, by the way, Beaufort was just voted it tied with the town of New York for the smallest cool town to live in the country, by, I think, budget. It was one of those surveys, but it's just a very idyllic kind of small community, similar to Smith Mountain Lake, but right on the coast. And I, you know, when I was watching the film and I was watching the way the people reacted with each other, and you could walk into the country store and everybody would help you, and people would take the day off if you needed them, or they would go to your house and bring you something. And this high power attorney wasn't used to that, you know, because she was used to city life. And I saw that when I lived in this very, this beautiful quaint area in North Carolina. And I think that sometimes we miss that. And I think with all the high tech that we have, and we're missing some of the high touch. What's your comment about that?
Well, I think it's a great observation. And it's not just where you grew up or the Smith Mountain Lake community. I think that there's a lot of areas across the country that embody that same small town caring. And I do think that we've gotten away from it, unfortunately, with technology, that we forget that people is probably the greatest interaction that you can have in communication. And one of the things that was really interesting when we went to Los Angeles to do the casting is the number of actors that came into the room to read an audition that were able to relate the experience of the lead character, Sarah, in her hometown to their own personal experience, whether it was a lake in Michigan or a small town in Minnesota, that it's a universal theme that many people are experiencing. And a lot of people are really craving to get back to that smaller town at a slower pace that you really can think and be honest to who you are as a person. And so, it's much more positive.
Sarah Elizabeth, what would you say is the message of the movie?
I would say, you know, the lake in the movie offers every character a reflection that forces them to look within as opposed to looking out. So it's a self-discovery. It's the importance of family and the importance of roots and not ever forgetting who you are and how that has shaped you, where you come from.
And that really did come across in the movie. Now, were any of the townspeople in the movie?
All over. all of the bands that you see in the film and that did the music actually are from this community and played themselves and provided the music. All
great.
Of the extras are, yes, my mother can be seen in the film, their neighbors. Yes, it was entirely done in Virginia, even the scenes in Los Angeles. It was a community project, and if they weren't seen on the screen, they were right behind offstage providing vehicles or driving cast and crew. We had neighborhoods that got together to cook for breakfast for the cast and crew, and they would all take turns.
So off camera, they were really exemplifying the principles of the movie, which is community and helping each other.
And you have to. I don't know how you make, I mean, you can make a film with a positive message, but if you're not reflecting that message in the process, then it becomes hypocritical. And I think that you see the love and passion that this community put into the film, it shows in the final product. And that's probably the most special part of the film and the community's involvement.
All right. Our guest is Sarah Elizabeth Timmons. She's the producer and creative director at Life Out Loud Films, which strives to produce films that inspire and are a catalyst for positive change. And the film that we're talking about today is The Lake Effects, which will air and have its world premiere on May 19th on the Hallmark Movie Channel with a star-studded cast, including Jane Seymour and Ben Savage and several other people. Folks, stay tuned. We're going to come right back, and we're going to talk more to Sarah Elizabeth about making these kinds of inspirational movies and the impact and why they're important and why we really need to show what does work. We show enough of what doesn't work, don't we? You're listening to Patricia Raskin, Positive Living, right here on News Talk 630 WPRO and 99.7 FM. Write to me, Patricia at patriciaraskin.com. You can find me on Facebook at Patricia Raskin Positive Radio. And you can also tweet me. And I always want to hear from you. So please do write to me. And thank you for being a wonderful listener here. We are now here on Saturdays every week from 3 to 5 p.m. right here on News Talk 630 WPRO. And really doing this work is a passion for me. I've been doing this work for many, many years, always as an independent broadcaster, believing in bringing the positive messaging through the media. And so I'm right here on News Talk 630 WPRO doing it right now for all of you and loving it and hoping you do too. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Hi, everyone. We are back. You are listening to Patricia Raskin, Positive Living, right here on News Talk 630 WPRO and 99.7 FM. We're also on the web at 630WPRO.com, so I'm waving to you. And we are talking about inspirational movie making, which always excites me. And our guest is Sarah Elizabeth Timmons, producer and creative director at Life Out Loud Films, which strives to produce films that inspire and are a catalyst for positive change. And the film that we're talking about is Lake Effects. And this is going to world premiere on May 19th on the Hallmark Movie Channel. And one of my favorite actors, Jane Seymour, who I've interviewed several times over the years, is one of the major features in the movie. And it's about a high-powered attorney who, while on her way to the top, reluctantly returns to her childhood home on the enchanting Smith Mountain Lake to attend her father's funeral and help her sister and her mother settle the family estate. And she, while there, her love for the lake and the townspeople is reignited with the help of her father's ever-present spirit. And she looks inward and discovers the importance of love and family and gives her all to save the family's beloved home. So it does, the inspiration does come from the real community of Smith Mountain Lake in Southwest Virginia, where the film was shot. And again, the residents were instrumental in creating and in helping to put this film together. Welcome back, Sarah Elizabeth. How can people find out more?
Well, you could visit our website, which is lakeeffectsthemovie.com. And the neat thing about that site is not only does it give you some information about the film and there's some pictures and the trailer, but there's a whole other component to it, which is you can really meet the real people of Smith Mountain Lake and see all of the locations in the film are locations that really exist. Some of the people and characters in the film were based on real characters, and some of them played themselves. Mm-hmm. And it really allows you not only to discover the film, but the area, which was one of our goals, was to help them promote economic development and tourism and the amazing community that they have. That we have. I'm here. Yeah. It's me, too, I guess, now.
Absolutely. And you can really create that, you know, even in a city. You can have pockets of wonderful community, you know, I mean, block parties and people who help each other on streets. So it doesn't have to be in a remote area on a lake or, you know, on the coast of North Carolina or on the coast somewhere. It can be right here. Right, Sarah Elizabeth?
Yeah, I think that we choose how we want to see the world and how we act and how we react. So you find yourself surrounding yourself with people that create that community, yes, regardless of where you are.
What's your next goal? What are you going to do next? You're going to do another film?
I am. We're full speed ahead. I'm working with the New York Times bestselling author David Baldacci, and his novel, Wish You Well, is that we're making it to a film, and we'll start shooting in the late summer, early fall.
And that, I assume that's an inspirational film as well.
It is. It is. It's a story of a young girl who, after a family tragedy, moves from New York with her younger brother to live with her great-grandmother on a Virginia farm, and comes closer to understanding the land and roots that inspired her father's writings, and discovers herself and love of family and power of believing. So
Similar.
It's absolutely another film you could watch with your family.
Now, why Virginia again?
Well, I don't want to leave Virginia, but David actually based this on his real family's history and stories that he discovered through talking to his mother, who grew up in Southwest Virginia. So to be true to the story, I think it's integral that we shoot it in Virginia. Mm-hmm. But when David approached me about the project, and not just Lake Effects, the story, but how we made Lake Effects and the story behind the story, and David really was intrigued and thinks very much as I do to how can we take those small model we used at Smith Mountain Lake and impact the entire Commonwealth of Virginia and make a difference. So it's very important to him that it be true to Virginia, be shot in Virginia, and that we also are able to do it in a way that is able to make a difference and impact the community.
All right, so tell folks again if they want to know more about this movie, The Lake Effects, or can people write to you and contact you through your website?
Absolutely. In fact, we encourage people to go to the website, and if you'll share your email address, we'll send you our newsletter and give you constant updates on what the company's doing with Lake Effects and Wish You Well. And, of course, Facebook, if you look for Lake Effects or Wish You Well, they're on Facebook, and it's a great way to stay connected.
Okay, and what's the website?
LakeEffectsTheMovie.com.
LakeEffectsTheMovie.com. All right. What impressed you most, Sarah Elizabeth, about the camaraderie and togetherness of the people in making this movie?
I think how much they taught me. Making a film, it was, it's a goal. It's a large feat, but it had nothing. It ended up being nothing about me, but about the community. They took ownership of it, but they taught me how many, many people can come together, all of them pursuing their own separate dream and their own separate passion, and can make a greater dream and a greater passion happen. And the ability for a community to unite and make something so special, never, ever could have done it on my own. Mm-hmm. So they really taught me a lot about the power of many people coming together and believing in something to bring it to fruition.
So that's the power of community, really. And talk about, we have a couple minutes left, your role as creator and producer. Who wrote the script?
The script was written by a dear friend, Scott Winters, who unfortunately is not with us. He lost his battle to cancer this past July. And I worked with Scott. Scott was the writer, but he worked with me to make sure that we really incorporated the rural community and the rural experiences here. It's a very talented man. And I think, when Scott first came onto the project, I was unaware when he was diagnosed that technically they didn't think he'd make it through the first draft of the script. And not only did he finish the script, he was played the banker, Dave Boyers, in the film, and was able to see the film complete before he passed in July.
So it's interesting about those things, isn't it? How they work themselves through. What a lovely story. So we want to tell people again, the movie is The Lake Effects or Lake Effects. You can log on to LakeEffectsTheMovie.com or you can go onto Facebook. It will world premiere on May 19th as a Hallmark Channel movie original. And Jane Seymour is one of the featured actors, and I've interviewed her several times. And again, I am speaking with today Sarah Elizabeth Timmons, who is the producer and creative director at Life Out Loud Films, which strives to produce films that inspire and are a catalyst for positive change. Thank you so much for being on the program, Sarah Elizabeth.
Thank you, Patricia.
Yeah, it was really great. Stay on the line. All right, folks, up next, last but not least, we're very excited to bring on Dr. Guillaume Lapine, who's a DMD of Lapine Dentistry in Swansea, Mass. He's been in practice over 10 years. He specializes in cosmetic and family dentistry. He will talk about makeovers and smile makeovers, but he'll also talk about mini implants, which is a very popular topic. So get ready to call in at 438-WPRO, which is 9776, or 800-321-WPRO, which is 9776. You're listening to Patricia Raskin Positive Living, right here on News Talk 630 WPRO and 99.7 FM. We're also on the web at 630WPRO.com. Write to me, Patricia at PatriciaRaskin.com. You can use Facebook and go to Patricia Raskin Positive Radio, and you can also go on Twitter. Stay tuned, folks.